president has appointed Civic Democrat leader Petr Nečas as the Czech Republic's new prime minister. The government is to provide 25 million crowns in damages to persons excluded from higher education for political reasons during the early communist era. And the Supreme Audit Office reports that the army purchased unsuitable planes for more than 142% of their actual price in 2006. President Václav Klaus has appointed Civic Democrat leader Petr Nečas as the country's new prime minister, exactly 1 month after parties holding talks on forming a center-right coalition won a decisive 118 seats in the general election. Mr. Nečas was appointed by the president at Prague Castle on Monday, shortly after 10 a.m. The Civic Democrat leader, in negotiations with two new parties, Top 09 and Public Affairs, will now have some time to put together the new center-right cabinet before the start of a 30-day deadline by which the new government is bound to seek a confidence vote in Parliament. Mr. Nečas has been pushing to conclude negotiations with the other parties by mid-July, but negotiating teams have yet to agree on concrete ministerial posts as well as numerous key issues. Mr. Nečas said after the appointment that he will not be making use of several of the benefits available to him in his new position. The new prime minister said that he would not be using bodyguards as he was not in any specific danger and had never had any in his previous posts. Likewise, he does not intend to use the Kramář Villa, which has served as the official residence for all prime ministers except Jan Fischer since 1998. He also declined to use the Audi government vehicle available to him, saying he would continue to use a Czech-made vehicle. Meanwhile, the government of outgoing Prime Minister Jan Fischer, who has formally resigned but continues to head the cabinet, has decided to provide an additional 25 million crowns in damages to persons excluded from higher education for political reasons between the years 1948 and 1956. Mr. Fischer said that the compensation was a moral issue and that it would be paid for from the government's budget reserve. Persons who were denied higher education on political grounds during that 8-year period can claim up to 100,000 crowns in damages, while the Ministry of Education originally believed that there are roughly 500 such people, nearly twice as many have applied thus far. The Supreme Audit Office of the Czech Republic has reported that the army purchased an unsuitable military plane for more than 142% of its actual price in 2006. According to the report, an unmanned reconnaissance helicopter was ordered for the Afghanistan mission at a cost of $46 million, before a different machine was purchased for $66 million. The acquired drone was then found to be unsuitable for the mission in question due to its short flying time and range. The government has reviewed the report. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be hot and sunny, with temperatures of around 26 degrees Celsius. I'm Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.